Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is Sunday, April 21st, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Beth Amos.
Today's reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 4, verses 32 to 37. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. There was a Levite, a native of Cyprus, Joseph, to whom the apostles gave the name Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. He sold a field that belonged to him, then brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Here ends today's reading.
Will you pray with me? Gracious God, as we reflect upon this word from your scripture, I pray that we would hear the words that we need to hear. Help us, O God, to reflect, to change, to hope together. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I want to start this time with a story about an elder from the church that I served in New Hampshire. Her name was Franny, and about every month to 2 months, maybe every 6 weeks, she would come into the church office with a little waxed paper bag, and inside that bag there would be two perfectly baked chocolate chip cookies. And she would smile and say, "Well, you know what the good book says." And then she would smile again with her eyes. "It says to share." I always looked forward to Franny coming through the door with her little waxed paper bag because I knew there would be something beautiful. I don't know how she did it. I like to make chocolate chip cookies, but nothing compared with her chocolate chip cookies. Something sweet would be coming, but more than the sweetness of the cookie that would be gone very quickly was the sweetness of her understanding of what our faith is all about. Just came to remind you what the good book says. That we should share. Our scripture from today is a reminder from the writer of the Gospel of Luke and Acts that the early church helped each other. They shared all things in common. So I asked at the beginning of the service for those of you especially who think well, with a little bit of notice, even just a little bit of notice, what is it that we share in common as we're thinking about what the early church and the disciples and the apostles shared in common? So as you were thinking and singing and praying and doing all of these things this morning at the beginning of the service, what did you come up with? What is it that we share in common? What do we hold in common as people of faith and people of this faith community?
We share the law that Jesus loves us, so we should love one another. Yeah.
Yeah, so we share that new commandment that as Jesus loved us, we should love one another. So we share love. Thank you, Tom. Others, what do we share?
Faith.
We share faith. Yeah, faith and love, big things to share, to hold in common. Yeah, so we hold the sunset and the sunrise and the stars in the sky, that which is for all of us. I heard we hold hope in common. Yes. Yeah, so we share food and clothing with those in need. There's a phrase in our scripture for today about how no one was needy in that community because all was shared. It's a beautiful thought. Other things that we hold in common. Thank you for this list that is both of the earth and of community. Anything else anyone wants to add? Yeah,
Jay.
Yeah. We share prayers for one another. And this is a gift of the faith community that is not the gift of every community. We hold one another in prayer. Yeah.
Dreams and fears.
We share our dreams and fears. Now, Ken, I know you well enough to say, do you want to say more about that?
Briefly, I got a whole new education when I started traveling outside of the United States and found that people all over the world had the same hopes and fears.
Yeah. So that common thing, not only in our community, but around the world, we share common hopes, dreams, and fears. Thank you. That's an interesting thing to think about. Yes.
We share joy and sorrow.
Yeah, and we share joy and sorrow. If there were a basket, let's just imagine a basket here, and we were to think on all of the things that we share in common, our hopes and our dreams, our joys and our sorrows, our prayers, our faith, the love that is shared. This would require a very, very, very big basket. If you were to put every hope and dream and ounce of our faith, all of the food and the clothing that is shared, all of the things that make us in this basket to be shared in common, including dreams and fears, it really would be quite a basket. I love the scripture from Acts that talks about the early church as they were starting off. They were starting off a new venture together, putting in a basket all of their dreams and hopes and fears and faith and witnessing to the good news of Jesus. It was this basket that for them contained all of the things that it contains for us still today. But adding to it, they shared money and possessions. And nobody really said that, but we do share money, and the trustees would want me to mention that to you, I'm sure, so that we can share a common life. They also shared money and resources with one another so that they might share a common life. And I love that Barnabas is lifted up. Barnabas, who had a field, and he sold it, and he gave it to them, and he's given the name, did you catch this? Son of encouragement. Oh, isn't that beautiful that we could all be called sons, daughters, children of encouragement? Franny would come into my office. she would gift me with a small thing. But that small thing could have filled the basket. Because of her love, because of her faith, because of her hope, because of all the joys and sorrows and fears and dreams that got baked into two little cookies. And reality is, she didn't just make two little cookies. You realize that, of course. There was a whole batch, probably double batches, that she would go out to more than just me and remind people. You know what the good book says. We're meant to share. I feel like this passage in Acts is that passage that was very much central to who she was, right up there with Jesus' commandment that we love one another. I don't have much more to say, friends, other than go be like Franny. Go be like Barnabas. Go be people who are willing to put into that common basket that which makes so that we do not have need among us. And also, I mean, it is Earth Day in the world around us. Let that which goes into the basket be that which lifts up people, but also that which is living, not human forms. That which we need to sustain one another and the earth itself. So go be like Franny. Be willing to put your many gifts into the basket, that none may have need, and maybe even that the new earth might come forth. Amen. Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day, and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.